see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
Cuts down the angle.
Oh, Gretzky is denied. Choked in the open net.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to yet another episode of Erk to the Penalty Box, my personal look at the Australian Ice Hockey League, episode 24, covering week number 10, 27th and 28th of June. I was in Melbourne. I was on the road. I went to Melbourne. I saw the Ice play the Bears and the Mustangs play the Bears, and a good time was had by all. So let's have a look what happened over that weekend. The weekend kicked off with the third Melbourne derby of the weekend. The Ice won that 5-2 on Thursday night, and then on Saturday the Bears beat the Ice 6-4 in Melbourne. The North Stars beat the Adrenaline in Newcastle 6-3, and the final game on the Saturday, the CBR Brave defeated the Ice Dogs 6-4 in Canberra. On Sunday, the Mustangs defeated the Bears 4-2 in Melbourne. The Adrenaline, they blitzed the Ice Dogs 6-0 at Liverpool. And the North Stars went down to Canberra to meet the Brave, and they won 5-1 in Canberra. So let's have a look at the standings before we go into some detail for this week. Leading on 36 points are the Newcastle North Stars, 36 points. 3 points behind them on 33 are the Thunder from Perth, the Perth Thunder, of course. Behind them on 28 points apiece are the Ice and the Adrenaline. 1 point behind the Ice and the Adrenaline, who are on 28, are the Bears on 27. 3 points behind the Brave on 24 are the Brave. Yeah, 3 points behind the Bears are the Brave, 24. 10 points behind the Brave are the Mustangs on 14, and the Ice Dogs are on 2. So let's have a look at the wins. The North Stars have won 11 out of 16 in regulation. The Thunder have won 10 out of 15 in regulation. The Ice have won 8 out of 16 in regulation. The Adrenaline have won 9 out of 17 in regulation. The Bears have won 8 out of 18 in regulation. The Braves 7 wins out of 17 in regulation. The Mustangs have won 4 out of 14 in regulation. And the Ice Dogs have not had a regulation time win so far. They've only had the one overtime win against the Bears. The Thunder have had one overtime win. The Ice have had two. The Bears, the Brave, the Mustangs, and the Ice Dogs have had one. So all the teams have been at least in at least one shootout. The Adrenaline and the North Stars have not won a shootout yet, which is rather interesting. So the order: North Stars, Thunder, Ice, Adrenaline, Bears, Brave, Mustangs, and Ice Dogs as we come into the first weekend of July. July 4th and 5th. The Mustangs host the Brave on Saturday and Sunday. The Bears host the Ice Dogs in the third battle of Sydney on Saturday. The Adrenaline hosts the Ice on Saturday and Sunday. And also on Saturday and Sunday, the Thunder host the North Stars in Perth. So we've got Brave at the Mustangs, Ice Dogs at the Bears, Ice at the Adrenaline, and North Stars at the Thunder on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Brave at the Mustangs, Ice at the Adrenaline, North Stars at the Thunder. And that is it, because the Bears only play once this weekend, as do the Ice Dogs. So let's go into some detail, and we'll start with the Melbourne Derby, the third battle of Melbourne, but they don't call it that. We call it the Battle of Sydney. They call it the Melbourne Derby. The Ice Dogs, we'll talk about the Ice Dogs later, but we'll talk about the Ice at the moment. Is that the first time that confusion has ever happened this year? The Melbourne Ice 5 defeated the Melbourne Mustangs 2. The Ice opened the scoring after 10 seconds with a goal to Jeremy Brown. Mustangs replied with 7:12 remaining. Goal to Joey Hughes. And then with 8 seconds to go in the first period, the Ice scored thanks to Jason Backlick. 2-1 Melbourne Ice at the end of the first. Melbourne Ice outshooting the Mustangs 16-8 in the first period. No scoring in the second period. Ice outshooting Mustangs 11-7. And then in the third period, the Mustangs tied it up with 4 minutes 24 remaining. A goal to Brendan McDowell to make it 2-2. And then not many seconds later, about 19 seconds later, Paul Casebra, he scored a goal to make it 3-2 Melbourne Ice. And then 3-2 Melbourne Ice at that stage. Towards the end of the game, of course, Fraser Carson pulled to make the extra attacker for the Mustangs. That failed in rather spectacular fashion because there were two empty net goals, one with 34 seconds remaining to Matt Armstrong, and one with 2 seconds to go also to Matt Armstrong. So the score could have been 3-2 Ice, but instead 5-2 looks a lot worse. Two empty net goals at the end. And no penalties in that third period. So having a look in goals, Jaden Pine-Murphy picking himself up the win, saving 29 out of 31, and Fraser Carson saving 38 out of 41 for his loss there. So that game was a lot closer than the final score indicates, with two empty net goals within the last minute really inflating the score for the Ice. Then we head on Saturday, we head up to Newcastle and we have a look at the Newcastle North Stars versus the Adelaide Adrenaline, 6-3 to the North Stars being the final score. Only one goal in the first period. Wepiki Doug scored for the Adelaide Adrenaline, putting them on the board with just under 7 minutes remaining. 1-0 Adrenaline at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring Newcastle 10-8. In the second period, the Adrenaline kicked off with 3 minutes in the period. Jonathan Boxall scored a goal to make it 2-0 Adelaide Adrenaline, and then for the rest of the period it was the Newcastle North Stars with goals with 12 minutes to go, 9:57 to go, and two within the last minute. Scott Swiston scored the first goal for the North Stars. Luke Moffat scored the second one, a power play goal. Brian Bale scored the third one, also a power play goal, and then 18 seconds later, Geordie Woodrick scored another power play goal to make it 4-2 Newcastle North Stars at the end of the second. Shots on goal equal at 11. And then in the third period, Adelaide, they scored to make it 4-3 to the Newcastle North Stars. Joseph Rezic scored. And then Brian Bales scored again with 8:15 remaining to make it 5-3 Newcastle. And then we've 1 minute 19 remaining, a empty net power play goal to Geordie Woodrick, making it 6-3 Newcastle North Stars. Shots at goal in the third period favouring the North Stars 26-16, and overall 47-35 to the North Stars. And so yeah, Adelaide had it early, and then it was basically all North Stars after that, 6-3 the final there. Quite a few penalties in that one, including an interesting one to the Newcastle North Stars, 3:57 in the second period. Hamish Powell received a 2-minute minor for illegal equipment. Not exactly sure what was going on there. And a couple of 4-minute double minors, one to Jonathan Boxall from the Adrenaline late in the second for a cross-check, and Andrew White for roughing for the Adrenaline late in the third. So there might have been some injury there as a result of that. Dane Davis in net, saving 32 out of 35 for the North Stars. And Charlie Smart saving 41 out of 46 for the Adrenaline in the 6-3 loss against the Newcastle North Stars. Newcastle North Stars winning that. We then head down to Canberra where the Brave took on the Ice Dogs. And the Brave kicked off the scoring at 7:45 remaining in the first. Kelly Joffrey scored a goal, a power play goal, and I was advised when I was down in Canberra that you actually pronounce it Joffrey, not Jeffrey, as it's written. So 1-0 CBR Brave. 20-ish seconds later, Strad Allen replied for the Ice Dogs 1-1 at that stage, and with 1 second remaining in the period, Stephen Blunden scored a power play goal to make it 2-1 CBR Brave at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring the Brave 15-4 in that period. And then in the second period, it was the Kyle Marinara, as Amy would say from It's All Good, all the Kyle Mariani power play show, with three goals at 12:29, 10:40, and 9:07, all power play goals from similar spots on the ice. So it became 3-1, 4-1, then 5-1. And then later in the second period, the Ice Dogs came back with a power play goal of their own to Scott Clemmie to make it 5-2 at the end of the second. Shots on goal favouring the Brave 14-8 in that one. And then the Ice Dogs staged a mini comeback in the third period with a power play goal to Strad Allen at 18:16, and then another goal to Scott Clemmie with 13:10 remaining to make the score 5-4 CBR Brave. And then basically the insurance goal to put them up by 2, CBR Brave scored a power play goal, that name again, Kelly Joffrey, at 7:15, scored a power play goal, and that basically sealed the win. So lots of penalties handed out in the second period. Jared Smith got himself a 5-minute major for charging in a 20-minute game misconduct. Harry Byers got himself unsportsmanlike conduct for 2 minutes, and then he later got himself a game misconduct for 20 minutes, as there was a bit of a brouhaha by the looks of things at 3:09. Ryan Johnson from the Brave got a match misconduct at that point. Kane Spence got a game misconduct at that point. Harry Byers for the Brave. Mark Ruumikainen from the Brave got one as well. And Kane Spence from the Ice Dogs, the original 5-minute roughing, along with Harry Byers, Mark Ruumikainen, and also Sean Hamilton. So lots of game misconducts and lots of penalty minutes in that one. And then in the third period, the first two penalties were against the Ice Dogs for too many men on the ice at 17:11 and 9:13. So lots of penalties there. Looking at the goalie stats, Stuart Woodall in net on this occasion instead of Josh Unis. Maybe they decided to rest Unis and give the extra import on the ice because they were playing the Ice Dogs. He saved 17 out of 21, and Matt Grogan saved 34 out of 40. And there's a goalie with the number 69, because that's hilarious and I should have had that queued up. Aleksi Tovinen for the Brave, the backup goalie for the Brave, number 69. That's hilarious. So that looked like a pretty spiteful game. I remember a game last year where CBR Brave played the Ice Dogs in Liverpool, and they basically had to postpone the handshake line at the end because they just thought a line brawl was going to continue. Then we head into the Medibank Ice House in Melbourne, where I spent a fair bit of last weekend. On the Saturday, the Ice played the Bears, and there was no scoring in the first period. And then at the end of the first period, there was lots of teddy bears thrown onto the ice for a children's charity in Melbourne, very special kids. Shots on goal in the first period favoured the Ice 13-7. And then in the second period, there were three consecutive Bears goals. One to Yanni Bellick, and two to Joe Hartcherick. The third goal was a power play goal. And then a few moments after the third Sydney Bears goal, Liam Webster scored himself a goal for the Ice to bring it back to 3-1 at the end of the second. Shots on goal favouring the Ice 14-10. And then 58 seconds into the third period, Mitch Humphrey scored himself an unassisted goal for the Ice. And then two Bears goals in a row, one to Richard Tesserick, and then Joe Hartcherick picked up his hat-trick. And at that point, JPM, Jaden Pine-Murphy, was pulled at that point. And then Melbourne Ice scored another goal to make it 5-3. And then a few minutes later, Jason Backlick scored for the Melbourne Ice to bring it back to 5-4. And it was going to remain 5-4, but Richard Tesserick, he got himself a power play empty net goal with 1 second remaining to make this final score 6-4. Pretty good game, that one. That was the Fox Sports Game of the Week. Kamil Jurinas picked himself up the win, saving 44 out of 48. Looked fairly good doing it. And Jaden Pine-Murphy, he got the loss, saving 15 out of 20 before he was pulled after 35 and a half minutes. And Nick Nazavdevic, he saved all five shots in his 14 minutes. And so a good win for the Bears, now the holder of the Canada Day Classic Cup. While we're in Bears mode, let's have a look at the Sunday match between the Mustangs and the Bears. There was one goal to the Melbourne Mustangs opening the account. Matt Stringer scoring himself a goal, 9:43 remaining, 1-0 Mustangs. And then a couple of minutes later, Paddy Ward got himself a power play goal to make it 1-1 at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs, 11-10. No scoring in the second period, and then in the third period, the Mustangs scored two in fairly quick succession in relation to the pace of the game. Jamie Burke scored, and then a few minutes later, Victor Gibbs-Shedin scored to make it 3-1 Mustangs. And then Michael Schlamp deflected a shot from Paddy Ward at 3:20 to bring it back to 3-2 to the Mustangs. And then Vladimir Vagiziev, he got the goal for the Melbourne Mustangs with 2:11 remaining, and that ended up being the final score. Shots on goal ended up favouring the Mustangs 30-25. In net, Fraser Carson picked himself up the win, 23 out of 25. And in the net for the Bears, Kamil Jurina, he was impressive, 26 out of 30. Both goalies playing especially well. Looking at the Adrenaline Ice Dogs game at Liverpool on Sunday, absolutely nothing to tell you from the Ice Dogs. The Adrenaline kicked things off with two goals early in the first period. Jonathan Boxall and Tyler Grave got those. And then early in the second period, it went up to 3-0 Adelaide Adrenaline. Corey Haglover, I think his name is, scoring the third goal. And then Joseph Rezic scored himself a shorthanded goal later in the period to make a 4-0 Adrenaline. And then Joseph Rezic scored himself another goal early in the third period to make it 5-0. And then with 2:25 remaining, the salt in the wound at that point, a power play goal to Tyler Grave to make it Adrenaline 6-0. Needless to say, whoever the Adelaide goalie was had a good time. Charlie Smart saving all 15 shots, and Matt Grogan saving 15 out of 19 before he was pulled. And then Jake Burgess came in for the final 25 minutes, saving 18 out of 20. So they basically had very similar time on the ice. Lots of roughing calls in this one, especially in the second period and the third period. A couple of match penalties, a game misconduct, and an aggressive penalty. So lots of feeling in that game as well. And then the final game that we'll have a look at was a bit of a mystery on social media, but it was the Newcastle North Stars winning 5-1 against CBR Brave. The only goal of the first period went to the North Stars, after 44 seconds. Geordie Woodrick scored a goal, 1-0 North Stars at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring the North Stars 7-6. And then three quick goals at the end of the second. The first one to CBR Brave, Kyle Marinara. Damn it, Amy, you got me saying that again. Kyle Marinari scoring the first goal to make it 1-1 with 4:44 remaining in the second period. And then two quick goals to the North Stars, a power play goal to Luke Moffat, and then another one to Geordie Woodrick. 3-1 North Stars at the end of the second, shots on goal favouring CBR Brave, 12-8. And then in the third period, Bo Taylor scored himself a goal 5 minutes and 10 seconds into the period to make it 4-1 North Stars. And then with 33 seconds remaining, Geordie Woodrick picked himself up a goal to make it 5-1 Newcastle North Stars. Dane Davis picked himself up the win, saving 28 out of 29. Josh Unis in goal for the Brave, picking himself up the loss, 21 out of 25, before he was injured. As I found out today, the goals fell on top of him and he was taken to hospital for concussion. Apparently he's got a nasty headache and we'll see if he plays this weekend, but not good to be actually carted off to hospital. Stuart Woodall came in to replace him, 6-08, and saved 3 out of 4 shots there. And that, my friends, is it. That is it for last week. Looking at the games coming up, just to repeat, on Saturday, July 4, Mustangs host the Brave, Bears host the Ice Dogs, Adrenaline host the Ice, and Thunder host the North Stars. And then on Sunday, it's basically the repeat of Saturday. Mustangs host the Brave again, Adrenaline host the Ice again, and Thunder host the North Stars again. It'll be interesting to see how they go in relation to those games where it's a repeated series. Mustangs, Brave, Adrenaline, Ice, and Thunder North Stars. It'll be very interesting to see if either team dominate or they share it 1-1. Anywho, I'm Merck. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it as I continue my rundown of the Australian Ice Hockey League. That was week 10. See you next week for week 11. Don't forget to keep your stick on the ice, keep out of the penalty box, and good night, Interweb.
Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train. For a while, get on the train, it takes me away. I'm coming back to you in style. It's an away game, it's an away game. It's an away game, another away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Don't you worry, it'll be alright. Cause we've got four home games in a row, starting Thursday night. Together again, just me and you. No more away games. Just us two, just us two, just us two, just us two.